Before we begin this hour, I should advise you our terms of service and our privacy policy have both changed. So you should read them before you listen. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our consumer contributor, Kate James, will stop by and we will talk about whether or not you are spending too much money on food. How many times have you eaten out this week? Wow, that's too much. Anyway, then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. After that, muni meters. They may call them something different in your neck of the woods, but instead of those individual parking meters, there's this one giant 1984 George Orwellian type thing 5 blocks away you have to walk over to and feed with your credit card so you can park. It's a pain. We'll talk about it. And then Christina Staffa will come by and we will talk about things people are embarrassed to buy. Yeah, even those as well. And we start things off this hour with my quest for information to bring you this program today. Before I come into the studio, I always check the headlines and see what's going on in the world. So I go to the CNN website, and all of a sudden, bloop, here comes this big warning box that comes up and tells me that their terms of service and their privacy policy, they've changed. Really? I didn't even know there was one in the first place. I just want to see what's going on in the world. So I click on this terms of service, and up pops this 11, yes, the host said 11-page document of all this legal folderol, all this stuff that I didn't even know I was even participating in any sort of way. So I figured I would print it out. No one ever does. No one ever reads it. So I condensed it to just the headings and the subheadings. Okay. These are some of the things that CNN is kind of assuming that you know when you log on to their website to kind of find out what's going on in the world for a 37-second stop before you head off elsewhere on the World Wide Web. And even in condensing it, it came out to a 3-page printed document. Again, this is from the new CNN.com Terms of Service. The information we collect. 1. Information you provide to us. 2. Information that is passively or automatically collected. 3. Geolocation information. 4. Information collected by and from social media services and other third-party platforms. Roman numeral 2. How we use the information. Roman numeral 3. Information sharing and disclosure. We may disclose the information as follows. 1. To service providers or partners that we have engaged to perform business-related functions on our behalf. 2. In response to legal process. 3. With third party in order to investigate, prevent, or take action. 4. We may transfer some or all of your information if we or one of our business units undergoes a business transition. To where? I don't know. What are they transferring and why are they transferring it? 5. We may share the information with Turner affiliates. Really? The Cartoon Network? 6. We may share the information with unaffiliated partners. With third party, we could just give it to anybody we want. Some guy in the street can come by. I'll give you some money for Kalenge's information. Boom, you have it. Roman numeral 4, cookies and other user and ad targeted technologies. 1, cookies. 2, syncing cookies and identifiers. 3, locally stored objects. 4, disabling cookies. 5, web beacons, whatever the hell they are. 6, mobile devices, identifiers, and SDKs, whatever the hell they are. Roman numeral 5, your ad choices. Roman numeral 6, other important information about your privacy. 1, how we respond to do not track signals. 2, linked services. 3, international transfer. 4, data security. 5, how you can access or correct information. 6, how to contact us, opting out of marketing communications. 7, California residents, your California privacy rights, because California is a world all by itself. Roman numeral 7, list of Turner affiliates. Here we go. The Bleacher Report, Cable News International, Cable News Network, the Cartoon Interactive Group, Cartoon Network Enterprises, CNE Tours Incorporated, CNN Interactive Group, Court TV Digital, that's still on the air, I didn't even know. Courtroom Television Network, that's still on the air, I didn't even know. Something called Great Big Story, Retro, Superstation, TBS, TCM, the Cartoon Network, TNT, Turner Broadcasting Sales, Turner Classic Movies, so many Turners I can't even keep up here. Roman numeral 8, updates and effective date. The privacy policy posted on this service was updated on July 31st, 2015. Whoa. All that? Stay with us. Kate James is coming up next. I wonder what her terms of service would be. Maybe we'll ask her and we'll talk about spending too much on food. This is America Weekend. And I'm a tired Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome. to American Biker Minute.
Sturgis. Anything but clothes.
ABC Party.
Naked as a jaybird.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan and Sturgis for American Biker Minute. Club dudes, witness ABC nudity.
Anything but clothes, duct tape, garbage bags, towels. They were all sitting out at their picnic benches eating their dinner, naked as a jaybird. What goes out of Glencoe? The cops don't come in there ever, do they? They walk out to the shower and whatever. They come out with a different person every day. It's apparently some kind of internet thing. We're going to be in this corner of campground. They all just start coming in there. Hey, Chico. Chico's a prospect. Prospects are the ones that ain't been to Sturgis before. You gotta do all the washing dishes and cleaning up and taking the garbage out.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Leo was so angry after his girlfriend left him that he said he would kill her. One night, he described to friends every detail of how he planned to kill his cheating girlfriend. His friends told the police, and they questioned Leo but let him go. They failed to warn the girlfriend, and that night, Leo killed her. The girl's family sued the police for inadequate protection and failure to warn of impending danger. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. The court ruled that there was no special duty owed by the police to warn the victim, so the police could not be sued for failure to do so. And that's the final verdict.